He shed his blood on a cross. They put him in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day, my Bible tells me that he got up with all power in his hands. And I believe that today in faith. So as we come even now, may we decrease and may you increase. Save someone today. Encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, that's the difference in what other folk believe. They believe he was a good prophet, a good person, and that was it. But those of us who claim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior believe he didn't just go to the grave, but that he got up. My, that's Sunday school technology. You ought to arm yourself with that. That is what you believe. There's a word today from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, Old Testament book. Amen. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Yeah, just keep right on going. And there in 2 Chronicles 20, 21 and 22, it reads, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, A Song and a Shout. A Song and a Shout. Somewhere right now in the world, there's a war going on. In fact, it is believed as many as 8 wars are happening right now on battlefields all over the place. America has been at war since 1775. You history buffs know it was the Revolutionary War, and you Baltimoreans know that the War of 1812 happened right here in our backyard. Amen? Don't just sing the national anthem, but know what it came from. Amen? And some of you listening today have experienced war or know someone who served in the midst of war. And they may have told you stories. You may have done the history. But let me say today that those of us who have joined God's army are in a war. The Bible reminds us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen? That we don't fight with M16s. We don't fight with Uzis, but we fight in the spirit. Let me just say that you don't think that you're in a war? Yes, you are. But blessed be the God today that we have the right weaponry with us. 2 Corinthians 10:4 reminds us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. That is, any argument raised up against the knowledge of God. So we encounter war in our text today. We meet Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Judah means praise. Jehoshaphat got word that the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Immunites were preparing war against them. Well, he said, Reverend, won't you break down all them groups? Well, let me just say that. You've got some Ammonites and some Moabites and some Midianites in your own life experience. These are persons who are what? They are warring against God. They are enemies. Now, you may call them something else, but they do exist even today. So Jehoshaphat got word that they were preparing to invade Judah. Had some intelligence. And what does he do? He calls a prayer meeting and say, we need to go to the Lord about this. And so often we try and fight our battles based on what we know or what has worked in the past. But they held a meeting and said, you know what? We ought to be praying about this. Have you ever found yourself in life in a situation where you say, you know what? I know what I could do and what I think I have done. But when you begin to pray, I know it seems old fogey, old fashioned, but how many folk know that prayer still works? Oh, blessed be the God today. Don't you stop praying. Don't you give up. And in the midst of their praying and honoring God, God allowed a brother to stand up in the prayer meeting and to declare this. He says, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. The battle is not yours, but God's. So take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, put your fist back down. You're fighting a battle and you think it's all about you, but don't you know the battle is not yours? It's God's who can handle it. God who can bring you through. God who will deliver you. And so, the next morning, Jehoshaphat goes out. It's war day. And what does he do? He gives them one more pep talk about what's going to happen. And then he does something that may seem strange to us. He said, I'm going to send the men out ahead of the army. You're going to do what? I'm going to send the praise team out ahead of the army. They're the special forces. I don't want folk who got stripes on their shoulders. But I want folk who have been appointed to sing. Now, you know, one or two said, my throat's been bothering me. I can't hit that note. But they had to find someone. None of y'all here. But the assignment was to do what? I mean, can you imagine this? That's some war strategy that's so different. You're going to send the praise team out front instead of the army. He sent them out, and they went only with a song and a shout. But what motivated Jehoshaphat to do this? On what grounds, what point was he trying to make? What was his reason, his cause, his impetus, his objective, his goal, his plan for appointing singers to go to war? Don't that leave you with your head scratching? But when you do things in God, they may seem strange to the world, but they make sense to the Savior. Amen? I believe it's because he trusted in the God who was the center of the lyrics. Amen? I want to suggest this morning that a song and a shout will add up to victory for believers who are armed with prayer, power, and passion. Verse 21 says, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed the men to sing and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. And let's just stop there. Prayer in advance, not prayer after the fact. Anybody can testify today that you did your thing and then say, well, I'm going to pray about it now. After I've done what I want to do, I'll testify then. Sometimes prayer is on the back burner. We go to other people for consultation. We go and see what Facebook is. Well, I shouldn't do Facebook. Facebook might cut me off in the broadcast. Or them. Amen. I'm not going to call it any more social media because I. But to let you know that prayer set the stage for victory. Now, as simple as that sounds, it is also profound. that all you have to do and all I have to do is any situation when the enemy is coming against us. And by the way, the enemy does not have a pitchfork and with a red suit on. No, that the enemy works behind people in situations. Oh, anybody can testify today that somebody done made you mad. And who was it? It was the enemy pulling the strings, got us all hot and bothered. But prayer is important. Jehoshaphat counseled with God. And what he did afterwards, he began then to share with the people. He didn't consult with the people and then consult with God. But I believe before he consulted with the people that he had a little talk with Jesus by way of God the Father. And that becomes so key. Has prayer guided you to bring a song and a shout in the midst of your battles? Some years ago, Donald Lawrence wrote a song that said, "Don't wait till the battle is over to shout. You know in the end, you're going to win." Prayer ought not be optional for us. Prayer ought to be the first thing that we do. Let me just take a holy poll. Have you ever had something confronting you and you really earnestly, day in and day out, just says, "God, I need you to answer and help me." And did he come and guide you in your situation? The outcome was great because you put God first and not someone else. It is prayer. Prayer makes the difference. We're standing here and sitting here today because somebody pray for us. Amen. We thought that was old fogey. "I'm praying for you." Well, thank you, Mother Jones. "I'm praying for you." Thank you, Deacon. "I'm praying for you." Okay, I'm not that bad. But aren't you glad that God has somebody standing in the gap for you? Amen. "Oh, I'm not a heathen, but I need prayer." And the folks will say, those who know the worth of prayer. If you don't know the worth of prayer, don't pray. Those who've seen God work, those who've seen God bring them through, those are the ones you want praying for. It was prayer that made the difference. They were armed with prayer, but also power. They went out ahead of the army. I'm still trying to picture that. The army ready. They got all the gear they need. And praise, excuse me. The praises coming to the front line and strike up a song. And they're saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endureth forever." There's power because God's name was a part of what they sung. Amen? And when God's name is involved in what you are doing, there has to be power. Amen? His name was a part of their song and their shout. What do you sing about when you face life struggles? Some of us make a song up. If we say, "Lord, I can't think of one, but I'm just going to sing something that has your name in it." Amen? And has he not made a difference in the midst of that? See, the oldies and the goodies are not going to do. In fact, some words in the oldies and goodies, you're inviting the enemy in. "Oh, I know I just said something there." But when you think about people who knew lyrics, I was the disc jockey, but I didn't know lyrics. I went with the beat. I ain't trying to be holy. Some of y'all know every word. Let the temptations come on. You'll be singing everything. Let one of those singers come on and what's her name? Yeah, Beyonce. Oh, y'all know her songs, and you know the lyrics, some of y'all. But the fact that there is power within what is being shared, what they're singing, makes a difference. Psalm 96:1 says what? "Sing unto the Lord a new song, all of the earth." And that is what makes the difference when you say, "I'm going to sing something that has God in it. And I can shout something." You ever had a situation, "Oh, Lord, help me." That's all you had was "God, help me." It wasn't a song, but that's the only thing that came in your spirit. And God answered. He came through for you and made a difference. They proclaimed and they sang a song that was full of power because God's name was in it. Amen? Look through your hymn book. You'll find many a song where folk are not lifting up themselves, but they're lifting up God. We don't even know who wrote them. If you're from down south, they just made them bad boys up. But guess what? Those songs are what got me through. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Amen? Real. Jesus is real to me. He gives me the victory. You may not find that in your hymn book, but my God, when a mother sang that song and when a father sang that song, there was power in that. Power that made a difference. Power that turns your life around. Oh, you better find yourself a song today. And when you sing it, go ahead and shout it out. Amen. Oh, blessed be the God today. They sung songs that had power because God's name was in it. They prayed because prayer gave them a roadmap of how to deal with their enemies, more than one. But there was some name dropping, but there was also the passion. Give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever. There was passion, uncontrollable emotion, for his love endures forever. And love will cause you to become passionate. Love will soften you up with your big bad self. And somebody said to you, I love you. And you can't even receive it sometimes. Love makes the difference. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Love lifted me when nothing else would help. It was love. Wasn't my friend. Wasn't the drug. Wasn't the drink. But it was love. Well, it got awful quiet just then. But love is the one who will lift you up. And we got to be passionate about God. Excited about God. Amen? Amen. They say the people begin to praise God and the enemy start fighting each other. It was an ambush. Then all of a sudden the Ammonites start killing the Moabites. And the Ammonites start killing the Moabites than the Ammonites. It's because of a song and a shout, they will confuse. And don't you know that your praise will confuse the enemy? Folk are after you and you say, you know what? I'm just going to moan because the devil don't know what you're saying. But it takes that to get through. Can you imagine folk dying and killing just because the praise team brought one? And all of a sudden they're falling out and killed each other. The enemy that's after you today, I dare you to keep on singing around your desk. They can't write you up for that. I dare you to pull a hymn as you're at the light with your window down. What are they going to do? Give you a ticket? Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. And I mean some passionate praise. Not kind of thought out. That's somebody looking at me. But praise, well, you just get crazy praise. Anybody got some crazy praise today? That you don't care what nobody say or what they think. I come to sing and to shout. No one escaped. And God allowed the people to go in for 3 days. Oh, what is this? They were getting equipment. They were getting clothing. They were getting things that they needed on the battlefield where the enemy once stood. They took 3 days. But on the other side of that, yeah, well, we were under attack. And what happened was they sent the praise team out. They prayed and the enemy killed each other. And oh, it was some stuff there. And many of us would have stopped right there. But the Bible says they continued to pray. They gathered in the valley of Baraka where they praised God. And Baraka means blessing. Where is your place of blessing today? Once people got word about Judah, once they heard about those singing and shouting people, Nobody didn't mess with them. And when folk hear about your song and shout, all of a sudden, they don't want to fool with you because they know the God that you serve. I dare you to sing a song this week on your job. I dare you to sing a song in your house this week. And I agree with David who said in Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. And here's where I need Mike. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments. Praise him with the loud cymbals. And praise him with the high sounding cymbals. All I want to say is let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let somebody praise him, because don't you know that the world cannot block your praise. Amen. We praise our children, and we ought to. And we praise our favorite athletes because we want the win, because you may have a dollar on that thing. And we praise our favorite entertainers, and we'll drop big dollars to see them. Can I testify? I saw a 70s group, and I said, maybe I can go. Not for that price. I'll watch it on stream. But we'll praise other folk. But it won't cost you nothing to praise God. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. And all to him my whole sin has left a crimson stain. And he did what? He washed me white as snow. Well, before I leave you, I got one or two in the top five. How about Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. And he talks with me. A long life's narrow way. I'm talking about me. Since Jesus came into my heart, something has happened. I'm not the person I used to be. But what I don't mind doing, I don't mind singing, and I don't mind shouting. So before I take my seat, I'm looking for one or two praise team members out there who don't mind giving God some praise in the house right now. I'm talking about anybody got a song or a shout that they don't mind giving to the Lord today. Oh, you too cool on me. Anybody in the house today don't mind putting the whole body into praise. That means your arms got some praise. Amen. Oh, you know you used to move. Why don't you move for the Lord? I'm trying to get one or two more praises. Anybody come to praise him today? Praise him in the morning. Praise him at the noonday. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. A song. And a shout. A song. And a shout. Come on, stand today. Praise him. Because he's worthy. That's why. That's why he sent praise first. And when you start praising him, your enemy will be confused. Father, as we come today, how we thank you that from the fruit of our lips, we can put the enemy at bay. Just a song and a hey, a shout. How we thank you as we come today, God. It is our prayer that we might take this pattern of prayer, of power, of passion. Might it replace the six shooter Might we put it around our waist, in our hearts. If there's one today in this place who has never given their heart to Jesus Christ, today is the day to sing and to shout, because He lives in the heart of the believer. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Thank you for salvation.